Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Ground ball, backhanded. Guillorme with a strong throw. Game over. Astros win it 11-4. They have now improved their record in the month of June to a Major League best record of 12-5 in this month. And that's a 5.5 game lead, their largest of the season. Blummer back-to-back, huge offensive games.
I like the fact that the Astros are racking up hits, and they're doing it as a team. They were relentless on the base pass today. They actually probably could have had some more runs, considering they had 20 hits, but 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position, I'll take that.
That's how it sounded as the Astros put the finishing touches on their 43rd win of the year, second most now in the American League. Luke Morrow in for Reggie today, Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. It's In the Loop, and you can text the show 713-572-4610. It's pretty remarkable. In fact, let me first reference this Ben Verlander tweet, who said, Ben said, of course, Justin's brother, said people so badly want the Houston Astros to be bad. They want them to stop being relevant. But they just never stop. The Astros are inevitable. And for all the stuff that the Astros have dealt with this year, you look up and you see second most wins in the AL. And by the way, that great team in LA with all the talent, the Dodgers, they only have 3 more wins than the Astros.
What about the Yankees?
Yeah, they're right. They have more wins than the Yankees now, despite no Yordan for the last, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
3 starting pitchers down, whatever it's been, mixing and matching guys from AAA, and yet you look up, and I know the division isn't great, but the Astros have beaten some good teams along the way. And they have a nice lead in the division. And like I said, second best record in the AL despite all the curveballs, pun intended, that have been thrown their way.
Yeah, and you heard it. You just heard Blummer talking about how impressive a win it was, how impressive a streak it's been. I think Todd Callis was talking about what best record since, last month? In MLB, maybe I have that wrong, but certainly on a tear.
Yeah, what do you say? I think the month of June.
Maybe that's what it was.
So these last 3 weeks, about.
I mean, it's uncanny, and it's almost becoming a cliche with this Astros team, but they have been inevitable, and they are inevitable. I mean, look at the standings: 5.5 games, and this team has not been like on paper. Going into the year, it hasn't been like a daunting team. It doesn't look like the boogeyman, as Figgy likes to say.
Yeah.
But yet here they are. And, we've talked about what we're going to get into here in just a second. Some of the characters involved, and the injuries, there's only so much you can withstand. But I don't know if that's the answer I have for the question you wanted to raise here.
Yeah, so. Which is...
So the Astros do have the best record in the month of June.
Month of June.
12-4. Right behind them is the Red Sox and Rays at 11-5.
Yeah.
So, best record in June. Second best record in the AL. Nipping at the heels of the Dodgers and some of those teams, the Mets, who are scuffling in the NL as well. Right there in the thick of things. They have the 7th best odds right now to win the World Series. Even though they've dealt with all of... Before I get to the actual question, I mean, you could feel positive as an Astros fan, like, we're doing this without these assets. Wait till this comes back. We're going to be on fire. We're going to be even better. And I guess that's one way to look at it, because I wonder, at this point, with what we've seen, all of the bumps in the road and yet how well they've played, is there something that could actually derail this team? Or like Ben Verlander said, the Astros, they're just inevitable. No matter what you try to throw their way, no matter what you do, change the names, the injuries, everything, It's just the Astros. Nothing can derail this team right now.
I'm curious what your answer is because, you know, and we're forcing the issue right now because they are on such a tear.
Yeah.
But what could derail this team? I think the two obvious answers are you never get Yordan back, or it's longer, or he doesn't come back to be the same Yordan that we're used to, because you need a left-handed bat. You need him in the postseason. He's been a monster in the postseason with such big home runs, et cetera. And that's one of the obvious answers. The other one, we danced around a little bit as well. You know, at what point does this pitching magic, mm-hmm. you know, from players that you didn't expect a lot from, at what point does it crack? But that's not going to be my answer. I mean, I think those are obvious ones. They are answers here. My answer is going to be you just continue to ride. You don't do what the Astros have done traditionally in this last 9-10 year stretch. You don't make a move at the deadline that maybe puts you over the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like the formula that worked for them, whether it's, you know, Verlander or whomever at the deadline, I still think you can't just say, hey, we're good. You know, if you're a contender and not just for the division, not just, you know, for getting in the playoffs, if you want to make a run, a real run, I think you're going to have to add. And then the question becomes where, you know?
Yeah, where they'll add.
Actually, go ahead, Luke. I'll save this one.
Yeah.
No, that's my concern, too, with the Astros. If I had to pick one, is just I think it goes hand in hand with what you said. Because I think, I don't know, it's hard to say this isn't sustainable for a whole year. Because I know it's a smaller sample size, but they've been doing this now for quite a few weeks. So they'll probably will require some reinforcements come the trade deadline. But that's my concern for them, is that eventually... what's that expression? Like the chickens come home to roost or whatever it is. You know, like when you're trotting out your Gordons and your Jason Alexander and even Gusto and all these other guys, that eventually you start feeling these injuries, these misses, mm-hmm. these guys missing, even Yordan in the lineup. I know the lineup's been good, especially against the A's this week, but eventually you might start feeling the effects of that. And so I guess that's my concern. It's like, how long can you truly sustain this? But I go back to that Ben Verlander phrase that, hey, maybe the Astros are just inevitable. They're Kaiser Soze, who mm-hmm. you think Kevin Spacey is just this guy with a limp and he can't be a bad guy. And then you find out at the end of the movie, like, no, he's the mastermind. That's the Astros. You look at this team and you think, like, oh, they're not going to be that great this year. No, they're still one of the best teams in baseball.
Yes, Ben Verlander, the most famous Verlander.
Yes.
I don't know who his brother is. But so but the thing is, you know, you mentioned the deadline. Like, we're getting that time of year because someone co-tweeted a Chandler Rome tweet and said, Valdez Walker to Arizona for Josh Naylor and pitching prospect. And Chandler responds, 6 more weeks of this nonsense.
But see, that does speak to my point. Like, first of all, the most important thing is, could you make a deal, you know, with these prospects that, you know, it's still thin in the minor leagues? Could you make a deal? Could you afford to do it? And then where, you know, where starting pitching, to me, as crazy as it sounds, as much as you need help, with Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez pitching the way they are, I'm good with the number one and number two, and then you mix mm-hmm. and match and see what happens with McCullough. Do you need a starting pitcher? I mean, maybe, but you've got your number one and two there, and Lance McCullers is proven as a postseason guy if he gets healthy, which I know is a big if with this team. And then you start looking, all right, what about bats? Well, I think they're tied to Christian Walker, and with good reason. You know, they're paying him and everything else. I go back to... And Reggie and I went round and round on this. I still don't have, at some point, the way teams are running on Yonner Diaz and DeZenzo for that matter. Caratini for that matter. You need some there. That is going to come home to roost. You're going to lose a game because teams are just running rampant on you. And I'm not talking about the A's. I'm talking about good teams. Could you bolster the catching position? And even if you did, you're either going to bolster it with a defensive, because this is the way it is in Major League Baseball, a defense first catcher or an offense first catcher, and how much is that going to help you defensively at the catching position?
Yeah, that's a fair concern as well. My other thought, too, was, as you were talking about the starting pitching, my other concern is it bleeding into the bullpen. I was just trying to find, I couldn't mm-hmm. find it, but where the Astros rank in terms of innings pitched by the starters and the bullpen. But as you continue to trot these guys out that maybe are just more fill-ins, the concern being, are you going to overtax the bullpen over the course of a long season that by the time you get to September or August, that's where you need some reinforcements because these guys are just, they're running on fumes by the end of the year. So I guess that's it all ties back together, though, with this idea of, like, how long can we keep this thing going?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I've been saying. I mean, it has been sustainable. But how sustainable is it, especially unproven guys with when the pressure ratchets up and the competition ratchets up? You know, you talk about, you know, Brandon, you mentioned him, Brandon Walter and Gordon and all that. But still there at the back end. But that does affect the bullpen. And this is something that I've been keeping my eye on, even though they haven't really, you know, had any problems with it. You know, without McCullers, you are starting to try to stretch some of these starting pitchers that you really shouldn't. And I think on Monday it came back to bite you a little bit. Who was it Monday? Was it Caleb Ward? No, I don't know who it was. But, you know, it went a little too long and it came back to bite you against the A's. Maybe it's Tuesday. But either way, you're starting to stretch these guys. The bullpen is getting affected. Maybe that's the place. And it might be an easier place to get some reinforcement.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that is people knock the Astros for why, you know, part of the reason why they have all these pitching injuries is they kind of, you know, whether it's the spin on the baseball, all this sort of stuff, they ask a lot from their pitchers and, you know, it could wear them down. On the text line, 713-572-4610 to join the conversation. 979 says Clutch City. That's why. That's why the Astros are still able to have success without, despite all the problems. 713 says, my only worry is the Astros typically play to their opponents. They've had one of the hardest schedules so far. What happens when they start playing bad teams? That's an interesting concern for our first place team. Like, oh no, we're starting to play the bad teams now. We're in trouble.
Well, that's been the trend for a couple years.
It's still just funny to say, though.
By the way, Luke, you were wondering about the innings. The Astros are third in the American League, at least, in starting pitchers' innings at 404 in a third and 12 in AL in reliever innings.
Okay.
So I take it back. I thought it would have been a little more towards the opposite. But third in starters, yeah, you worry about some of the fill-ins, but my concern was more so about the bullpen. I guess they haven't been as taxed as I thought.
And this is the one that we need to address because the 916 says, come on, guys. Javier France and Arrigetti are due back. The rotation is set up to be nasty. Have you been paying attention? Have you paid attention at all to Astros and pitchers and injuries? I don't know. I just frankly do not know. I mean, you could be right, but the history tells you, especially recent history tells you, don't expect any of these guys.
I know it.
Don't expect any of them to come back.
In comparison of all baseball, 23rd in relief innings.
That's good. Yeah. Bottom eight. Yeah, no, I agree with the sentiment. Yeah, if you add those three guys, absolutely. That's a really good starting rotation, assuming they're healthy. But, yeah, it's a big if when you're talking about the Astros and wondering when these guys will actually come back.
I mean, even McCullers at this point.
I know.
You know, we talked about it earlier. You would think, hey, whatever he did in the weight room, whether it was bump his toe or something fell on it, you would think, all right, he'll be back. We haven't heard anything. I mean, maybe we'll get an update today, but we haven't heard a dang thing. About him.
That's the second freak accident, quote unquote. Yes, that's true. The national starting.
Well, stay tuned to 12:40 because we have buy or sell, and I want you and Colin to get in on this today.
The Astros, I think they have to be the most annoying team in probably all of baseball, where it's almost like if you grew up with siblings and you felt like your parents had a favorite child that they favored, and no matter what, like they're always. You think you finally have your brother, and then you're the one that gets blamed. These other teams, especially in the AL West, the Mariners, the way they started this year, even the Angels, like, all right, this is our year. The Astros are a little depleted, mm-hmm. and then you look up, and they still have a 5.5 game lead, and it's like, oh, my gosh, these guys are so annoying. You know, it's like Jim and Dwight in the office. Dwight always getting blamed, and Jim getting away with it. That's like the Astros. They handle whatever you can throw at them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, and the other part on this is, you know, water finding its level. Could that be an issue with the Astros at some point? And by that, I don't mean like, oh, these guys are going to fall flat. But we know that rookies like Cam Smith, you know, are going to hit a wall. Jeremy Peña didn't his rookie year. I mean, he was a AL MVP and a World Series MVP. He was also protected, you know, a lot in that situation in the lineup. Now, this lineup up and down, you heard, you know, Blum talking about that. Everybody's getting hits.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll continue. What is the water finding its level for Christian Walker? Or has it already?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Because you could wonder, like, oh, can Jake Myers keep this up? But then the other side of the coin is Christian Walker going to be this bad, like, all year?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll see some improvement. It's a long season, obviously. There's peaks and valleys. Mm-hmm. You'll see some guys go into a slump. Honestly, I was a little bit worried last night. Jeremy Peña, I think, started, like, 0-for-3, and he hasn't had the best series, and I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's coming crashing down for Peña, and then he finished the game with a couple of hits and, like, drove in a run. I was like, okay, no.
Yeah, we're all good.
But I know there's part of me that's just waiting for that other shoe to drop with, like, Myers, with Peña, because we saw it last year. We've seen it in the past. Once we get to the summer, you know, the batting average drops for those guys. We'll see. But, yeah, Christian Walker should improve. Yainer Diaz has been better. He should continue to do so. What, if anything, could potentially derail the Astros at this point? You could text 713-572-4610. In the meantime, it's time to get some things off our chest. We have to do some lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic next. It's In the Loop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.